Today's message for Wednesday, 12th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 10. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And it came to pass after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, shew thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. 1 Kings 18 verse 1. The supernatural is a world of instructions. Virtually all miracles recorded in the Bible came by way of instructions. From healing to provision and other forms of divine manifestation, men had to respond appropriately to specific divine instructions. Thereafter, they inexorably saw the incredible acts of God. For Elijah, it all started when he God instructed him to go appear to Ahab and he obeyed, 1 Kings 18. Verse 1. If you want to enjoy supernatural speed, you must work on your capacity to access divine direction. The first step here is to truly surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. When the Lord is your shepherd, you won't be in want of divine direction. His Spirit will be in charge of your life, leading you in the path of the supernatural. It is important to lay that foundation because God will not waste his time giving you instructions when he is not in charge of your life and he has not the faintest assurance that you will follow his commands. That foundation was firmly laid in Elijah's life. God was the director of his affairs. He was a man who put himself totally under God's control. That made it easy for him to record supernatural experiences. The Bible also says that the secret of the Lord are with them that fear him, Psalms 25 verse 14. You must fear God enough to want to obey him. The fear referred to here is not the morbid trepidation that focuses on condemnation and punishment, but a healthy reverence for God that flows from a heart of love. Ultimately, everything rises and falls on our obedience to God's instructions. It is the key to blessings. Receive grace for obedience. In Jesus' name. Further Bible reading. Psalms 23 verse 1-6. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.